This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 and a half the hour, Doug's Good Day program. Most of the time I'm pleased with putting my name on stuff. Some days I'm not so much. All right, so Jay Kirshner is here. We're ready to go through the good news. Mm-hmm. Some of the news is not so good. I suppose this would be considered very good news, Jay. The first half of the year, as experts from the economics world look at spending, you know, there are a lot of people who are concerned, because of the interest rates. I have a mortgage that's flexible, and the interest rate's up to like 7% and something. Mm-hmm. We started out at 5. I bought a car earlier this year. The interest rate was 1.9%. Now, at the same in the same bank, it's 4.3%. So that would, in some people's minds, it would slow down your enthusiasm to buy stuff, right? But it apparently hasn't. Even big ticket items like cars and homes are selling at the pretty much the same pace. There have not been a lot of reported slowdowns, and people are spending money as they seem to have. Maybe it's just that things were a little off, obviously, during the pandemic. A little. They were a lot off.
Oh, of course.
And
yeah.
Then after that, it was, you know, come back up to, you know, to snuff. When houses, you found this, when you were selling your house, people were all over you, right? They want to buy the house. They offered you more money than you were asking.
Oh, and yes. The Nashville market, it was really amazing because no homes were staying on the market for longer than 3 days. They were just being scooped up. We put our house on the market on a Friday. We had Saturday. Sunday was the open house. It was sold Monday.
Yeah, there you go. And that's not the case right now, but homes are selling for asking price. Cars are being purchased, and they're still, depending if it's like a Kia dealership, there are no cars on the lot because Kia can't supply their dealers with cars. So the Kia dealers are croaking all over the place because they can't seem to come up with, I think Kia and Hyundai are related, aren't they? Isn't that the same company or related companies? It's very interesting because Hyundai, there's plenty of Hyundais around, but not many Kias. It's kind of really kind of strange. Anyway, the point of my, the point of what I'm saying here is that the attitude of people, and maybe it's the election. Sometimes that's a way to judge whether, you know, there's obviously when Jim, what was the guy's name? Was the advisor to Bill Clinton? I'm trying to remember. James Carville. Okay, got it. It's been years since I mentioned his name, but he his slogan that he got Clinton to run on was "It's the economy, stupid." So any politician who's looking for your vote, if he or she is smart, they're going to talk about what they can do to improve the economic realities that we are going through, like expensive money and, you know, how do we keep everybody in work? Well, there's not a problem there because there's nobody, we're all having, those of us who have business, we're having a hard time finding employees to do the work. Where do they all go? We don't know. But there's a demand and that pushes up wages and stuff, so I don't know. I'm not ready to
sign on bonuses. And it's not always an employee issue. Sometimes it's an employer issue because
I was in a restaurant
and having people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went into a full service restaurant the other day to grab a sandwich, and on the table, we're hiring $100 signing bonus, free insurance, and that, you know, all of the other things that you never, ever would have found in restaurant work until now. Well, you just wouldn't. So, all right, let's get some good news here. Although I think that the economy not slowing down as much as some people in the media would have, news media would have you believe, that's good news. Here's the story of a century-old nickel that some people thought was a fake. has sold for $4.2 million. Apparently, this was not a fake. Yeah. A Century Ale made in 1913, a Liberty head and a simple V on the tails. One of five nickels ever made with that specific design. And two of the five are currently in museums. So it was once owned by a collector named George Walton. He had it till 1962. He got killed in a car crash. And the nickel was recovered from the accident. He had it on his person. Family was told it wasn't the real deal. So this coin sat in a closet for decades. Mm-hmm. But the nationwide hunt for rare coins, which started 20 years ago, Walton's submitted this coin to an expert, confirming that it was, in fact, legit. They sold it at auction for $3.1 million to a family who has a nickel collection, and now they put that up for sale, and it just sold for $4.2 million. How about that? Huh?
Wow.
Be happy.
Makes you
Do you
really
check your coins? A lot of people check their coins. You find you do that? Check your...
No.
When you
no, I'm
get
not
something?
Really a change person. I'm debit card more or credit card more than anything else. But
yeah.
Quarters, I do like quarters because you need those for parking meters.
Ah, right. I have... whenever I get change, I put it in the tip box. I don't keep it in my pocket. Just
mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, same if I am paying for cash for something, you put it in there. Or the, like, give a penny, take a penny. I'll usually just put the change
right
in there.
So the United States Air Force has intercepted two Russian bombers flying too close to Alaska. So the Air Force dispatched yesterday two F-16 fighter jets to intercept these bombers. North American Aerospace Defense Command says the two Russian they're called Bear H bombers, did not actually enter American or Canadian airspace, but they were pretty close. Well, they've done this before. They try to test us.
Mm-hmm.
Air defense identification. Yeah, right. So NORAD goes to work. The North, what does NORAD stand for? Something. North. I don't know. I knew it at one point in time. I forget now. It's like the distant early warning line that's around the
North
Pole.
North American Aerospace Defense Command.
Thank you. That too. All right. So anyway, we have a lot of tension, obviously, because of the Russians invading Ukraine. We're not exactly calling them our friends. So if the Russians are playing that game, it sounds like an encounter out of Top Gun, doesn't it? When those fighter pilots are chasing the whoever they... This was a Middle Eastern country, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the bad guys. Anyway, I thought that was rather interesting. Here's something that's interesting. Former President Trump. Apparently, there are more of these audio reflections and some sensitive information. The old muckraker, Bob Woodward, is at it again. And he somehow or other got some audio of Trump and a bunch of F-bombs. So people find this entertaining? I don't know. I don't find it. I guess I do find it somewhat entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But would you not expect? Like, this is big news. Woodward goes on with, what's his face on CNN, Anderson Cooper? Hey, look at this. We got Trump using the F-bomb. Really?
Like, are you 12? Get real. Uh-oh, better put some coins in the swear jar.
Right, exactly. Yep, that's where we're going to get Trump because he used the F-bomb. We got a lot of stuff on him, but this is what they highlight. Okay. All right, let's see here. Here's this is sort of from the follow-up department. I ask you sometimes because we talk about so much stuff, I don't always remember what we talk about on the air and what we talk about off the air, or if we talk about it at all, if it's something that I read. For example, the story of the Chicago woman who's accused of killing and dismembering her landlord after she was served with an eviction notice. Well, I think we talked about it, because, but we didn't know much about it. And oftentimes with these sorts of things, you don't have any follow-up. So the original story, which kind of you go, oh, no, that's what she did? Well, then what happens to her? Well, she's being held without bond at Cook County Jail, charged with murder. But then, you know, because the system is as it is, it'll take years for this woman to get tried. Meanwhile, she sits in jail, but, you know, the woman that she killed is still dead. So mm-hmm. what happens to her family and what's the, you know, who's sick enough? This woman cut off her head, her arms, and her legs.
Oh, yeah, dismembered her, put her in a freezer.
Put her in a freezer.
Uh-huh, all because of an eviction notice.
Yeah, right. There you go. Following up on that. Okay, here's, as we're in Chicago, a teacher at a Chicago school put together a kill list of students and staff. So again, something else that sort of came out, bubbled to the surface, and nobody did any digging. They just hear, oh my God, did you hear the story about the teacher at that Catholic school in Indiana? That she admitted she had a kill list. Okay, so this woman...
She admitted it to a student that is a kill list of students and colleagues.
Yeah. So what's wrong with her? She needs a psych evaluation. She needs to be locked up in a padded cell.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Fifth grade teacher. Imagine you have a fifth grader and this woman is the teacher. What are you going to do? How's that going to hit you?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she was removed from the classroom and taken to the principal's office. Okay. That sort of reminds me of what we all did when we were being bad in school, right? You got to go to the principal's office, but it's not often you see a teacher who's taken to the principal's office. Anyway, apparently after she admitted it, they got her in the office and psych evaluation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But imagine that reality, the parents thinking about having your student in that classroom. Woof. 18 after the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Gold Fix.
Orgovyx Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell.
I want to talk to you about some foods that support the immune system and nourish the body and the soul. And there isn't hardly anything that is better than meat stock with good fat, good quality salt, crushed garlic, and sauerkraut juice or pickle juice, primarily dill. That's kind of fermented food.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for October 19th with Jay Kirshner now, celebrity gossip, social media, trending things, the Doug's Dirt Department, focusing on Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, and his comeuppance, if you will. And it's a good comeuppance. We'll tell you about it after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. So here we go, Jay, with the latest from Daniel Craig, who has certainly increased his visibility. He'd been around for a long time. You see some of the old movies he was in, and you recognize him, but you wouldn't have recognized him before he became James Bond. He was just another actor. But now he's received his royal honor. Now he's Sir Daniel Craig. Princess Anne bestowed the honor on him, the Queen's daughter. Sister of the new king. There was a ceremony at Windsor Castle. The official social media pages from the royal family used a phrase from the Bond movies. They shared a photo of Craig at the castle. we've been expecting you, which was that's what the Brit is called, cheeky. Yes, right, very cheeky. So he got the award for his services to film and theater as part of the annual New Year's Honors List. made his debut in 2006 as James Bond, and he did a very good job. I thought he was an excellent James Bond, frankly. He was an honorary officer of the United Kingdom's Royal Navy, and with that appointment, he also is in the footsteps, actually, of Bond, who was a Royal Navy commander, which I think also is kind of cheeky when you get right down to it, isn't it, huh, when you think about it? Yeah.
It is. And the late Queen Elizabeth bestowed this honor upon him earlier in the year, and then this was just the actual ceremony that was carried out.
Follow-up. The follow-through, if you will. Yeah. Anyway, the Queen, I guess, was a fan of the James Bond movies. Can you imagine what they must have a home theater in the palace, right? And the Queen watches this stuff. Judy Dench has also been knighted or whatever they... What do you call it? Dame. She's Dame Judy
Dench.
Oh, she's
Dench, a
dame. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You'd love to be a fly on the wall sometimes just to see how these people lived, right? Just to kind of, are they?
For sure.
I don't know. You use your imagination as to what things are like, and it goes wild in that circumstance. Okay, 28 past the hour here.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California man was convicted Tuesday for the murder of Kristen Smart, the Polytechnic State University student who disappeared 26 years ago. But his father was acquitted of charges of helping him cover up the crime. Paul Flores, now 45 years old, was found guilty of first-degree murder. A Washington, D.C. jury has acquitted Igor Deshenko of lying to the FBI on Tuesday. The indictment alleged Deshenko knowingly lied about conversations he had with subsources during FBI interviews. Durham's investigation has cost $4.4 million from October of 2020 to March of 2022. The nation's strategic oil reserves, to be used in case of emergency. President Biden is planning to release 15 million more barrels of energy in hopes of bringing down gas prices. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars.
Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Do you know what you have in common with the rest of the human race? Have you ever thought about how much you have in common rather than all of the things that we think about make us different? What do we have in common? Think about the blood in your veins.
Oxygen.
We're breathing oxygen, correct. We're all together in the universe on this planet.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boo! The Yankees. Boo! I'm saying that for my Cleveland friends. Yeah, boo. Big boo. They suck. All right, that's not a very pleasant way to begin the half hour. But it's what a lot of people are thinking, so why not just say it? That's it, right, a little bit aggressive. Doug and Jay here on the Good Day program with some good news. These wind turbines that are being developed for rooftops. This is something, you know, we all know and hear the stories about the windmills that are out off the coast or down Palm Springs. You know, they have these big farms. And the only thing that seems to be a negative is how many birds fly into them and get killed. That's not pleasant, but it is the reality. So now this company has shrunk the wind turbine from being as tall as the Statue of Liberty to something that's like about 10 feet tall. And it's bladeless, provides more power than 15 solar panels. Now, this is worth looking into because I'm in the process of putting solar panels on the farm. And for buildings in the and the development and stuff. And so now I'm looking at this. I wonder if this is something we have to... They're being designed for small-scale commercial use. They're noise-free. And they don't kill any birds.
Right.
They sit on the edge of your roof.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is perfect. You could also probably just do half and half, like half of these
solar and
wind turbines, mini wind turbines, mm-hmm. and then the other half the solar panels.
Something to look into, right? Those of you who are I'm looking into ways of saving energy. I'm all for that, as long as it's practical. All right, let's see here from the, the other side of the world. This is high-tech information. Apple fined $19 million by the Brazilians for not selling iPhones with chargers in them. Huh? Why would they think they could get away with selling? How many? I've bought probably four or five iPhones. You've probably, and I don't know how many flip phones, and they all come with a charger.
They come
right?
With a charger.
Isn't that what you're paying for?
Because of the. Then the charger has changed for a lot of phones, where it used to be the Lightning charger, and now it's USB-C?
Yeah.
I believe that's what it is. And so people, you would have to go buy new chargers anyway, and it's just another scam for money. Include the charger.
Another scam. Yeah.
Do you remember back in the day when they also used to include the phone chargers? You would get the actual charger in the house or for an outlet, and then you would also get a... car charger for your phone. And then you had to start buying your own car chargers because more and more vehicles were having USB capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a little too far.
A little bit. All right, Elon Musk under federal investigation for his conduct in the Twitter deal. Why? It's a private deal. Why is the federal government involved in this at all? Twitter asked to see communications between Mr. Musk and federal agents. I don't get this at all. I don't understand why the government is involved. What business? This is a private deal between an individual and a company. So why are the feds being asked to investigate? And I don't get it. What am I missing here?
Because Twitter roped them in because of everything that was going on where he was saying he was going to buy into it, then it seemed like he was trying to get a cheaper deal. He was asking for information, saying he wasn't getting the information. Twitter was saying otherwise. And so Twitter is, they are bringing in the federal government to really investigate how he conducted business.
Bad. Nope. That's not acceptable from my perspective. It's none of the government's business. They haven't broken any laws, either party, so why is the government involved? It's a deal that went good, then it went bad, then it went good again. I don't get it. I don't want my tax dollars. I don't want my money that I'm giving hard-earned money to the government to help run this country being used to investigate something like this. It's inappropriate, unnecessary, uncalled for. And so who said yes to that? That's what I want to know. Also, Musk begrudgingly agreeing to keep his satellite internet service up and running over in Ukraine. He's been complaining about how much money is going down the drain as he's continuing to do it. Right? He was going to...
It seemed like this a good guy helping Ukraine out, and then he wanted the government to pay for it when the government was like, no, we're not paying for this. And then he's like, okay, fine, I guess I'll keep... Or no, he was going to pull them down, and then he's like, I'll just keep them up there, and I'll just keep losing money. Like,
We're going to have a pity party for the richest guy in the world? I don't think so. Anyway, okay, so there's a couple of stuff. Couple of things.
You can't be a martyr and a savior.
Yeah, right. So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Most of us are aware of that. I want to explore some specific research that's being done, things to help women in their circumstance. And as you know, I'm very close to this issue because my wife died of breast cancer. So we're bringing a couple of doctors who are fully capable of discussing radiology and what the best practices are for detecting breast cancer. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I studied Spanish in college and never got fluent, but then I tried Babbel.
Want the most effective way to learn another language? In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons will have you learning another language in as little as 3 weeks.
Babbel gets you speaking quickly about things you actually talk about in the real world.
University studies have shown that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a semester of college Spanish. If you want to learn a new language, there's no better way than Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try Babbel for free. That's Babbel.com.
Embark on a journey of romance this season at Banana Republic Factory with 50% off everything. Discover elegant tailoring, timeless outerwear, fall fabrics, and beyond starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
All right, 43 after the hour, Jay and Doug with Dr. Pamela Habib, who's the head of the U.S. Medical Affairs Department at Bayer Radiology in New Jersey. Dr. David Schacht is here. He's a breast radiologist at Northwestern's Lynn Sage Breast Center at Prentice Women's Hospital. The discussion, obviously, more focused because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The situation that you're working on, I had, as I've mentioned many times on the air here, people know my story with my former wife. She had very dense breasts. And as it turned out, what we learned over the 21 years after she found that she had breast cancer, stage 4, in fact, was that she had always been a high risk for breast cancer, but she didn't know it. Even though she'd had screening, she was a convent. She was in a nunnery, and she was at the convent for 4 years before I married her. That's another story and a half. But at any rate, they were not screened. So I guess that brings me around first to asking Dr. Habib, what's the, when you are focused on this, or maybe Dr. Schacht, as far as the other side of it is concerned, when you're treating patients, what do you tell people as to the age, or do you look at their history? My daughter has been through a lot of testing because she has also dense breasts, and obviously we worry about her going down the same road as her mother. But she's at the age and beyond the age where her mother was when she got it, so doctors say she's safe. Is she?
Well, first of all, I'm so sorry to hear about your personal story and connection to this disease, and unfortunately, it's true for so many people in this country, but that sort of highlights the importance of the screening work that we're doing and we're here to talk about today. And, you know, every patient is different, and the folks with personal stories like, you know, your daughter and your wife and stuff, that's where it's so important really to have a good connection to a primary care provider who can get screening exactly right and personalized for every patient. And for most women who have the normal amount of risk, screening really starting at 40 is what we know from the best studies. That's really the time to start the screening mammograms for most people, and then that's really where you would start to become aware of what your breast density is, because that's something that we only know after a patient has had a set of mammograms.
But isn't it true, Dr. Schacht, that the mammograms miss a lot of cancers. They missed it in my wife. She didn't know. She'd had a breast cancer exam 3 months before it was discovered by her complaining about pain in her back that they learned. And she self-examined. It just seems that mammograms are not as reliable as perhaps MRIs. Is this an insurance issue, or what is the issue here?
Well, I think the point that you're really speaking to is the point that we're really trying to educate everyone about today and this month regarding breast density. Breast density is something that's defined on the mammogram, and it's a mixture of sort of fatty tissue and other dense tissue that makes it either easier or harder to detect things on the mammogram. And additionally, it can, in some studies, be shown to be a risk factor for developing breast cancer. So, you know, in a way, it's sort of a double whammy of increasing risk and making it harder for us as the radiologists to detect things on the mammogram. And, you know, even though mammograms have been shown across the whole spectrum of breast density to be the study that improves mortality, we do know, to your point, that some cancers can be missed, especially when there is high breast density on that mammogram. And that's really where we'd like to educate the public about their options in terms of doing additional tests beyond the mammogram, such as MRI or ultrasound or a few other available options.
Dr. Habib, where does Bayer Radiology come in? Have you designed, or has Bayer designed some new radiological technique that will help, especially women who have this thick tissue in their breasts? Can we spend a minute on that?
So Bayer Radiology is on a big campaign right now trying to educate women, both patients and then healthcare providers, OBGYNs, radiologists, anybody involved in the care of women who may have dense breasts, or they may not, and they just are not getting the screening that they need. So that's the biggest focus for us right now. As Dr. Schock mentioned, and you mentioned, breast density is such a a lot of women are unaware. Bayer did a study, and they found that one in three women are unaware of how breast density would affect their breast cancer risk because they're screening genes. So our biggest push right now is to get the word out that it's good to have a conversation with your doctor if you find out that you have dense breasts, because there may be additional screening that would be right for you.
Well, I think that the idea here is this is all about information. One of the things that bothers me is how poorly the public school system teaches men and women, youngsters, about their bodies. And in this circumstance, there is so much. There's information that's there, but it's just not presented properly. So I guess my question to both of you is, where do you go for more information? We've opened the door here, so where do we go for more info?
Yeah, that's a very reasonable question, and I think starting with having a great relationship with your primary care providers, be that your regular medicine doctor or your OBGYN, is always a great place to go. But if you yourself want to do more research as a patient, there are some other resources available, and I would suggest checking out densebreastresources.com as a area for more information on breast density and tips for talking to your healthcare provider about your breast density.
Got it. Thank you, Dr. David Schock and Dr. Pamela Habib here with important information. What's going on with the ladies in our world? Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways. and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Chuck Curry, our movie mogul. Oh, I don't know if he's a mogul, but he's he's somewhat of a mogul. All right, so Chuck, what are we playing and what are we doing here?
That was the theme to the 1993 Sylvester Stallone movie Cliffhanger, where John Lithgow played the villain. Lithgow.
Ah, that was a great movie.
Old today.
Yeah, that was a fun
John
movie.
Lithgow, born October 19th, 1945. He's 6'4". You know that? It's pretty tall.
Yeah, I had lunch with him once in a courtyard and a restaurant in New York City a number of years ago. Very friendly. We had a nice chat. I would guess, let me see, I'll build the story around the girlfriend I had at the time because it was near her apartment that we were having lunch, 2005, I think. Very, very happy guy. You can almost tell that he loved his life and was so thankful for the attention. You know, he's, and in New York, it's kind of like Los Angeles. You can sit around and be part of the
right.
wallpaper because there are so many people that everybody, and that's the way it ought to be, frankly, I think.
Sure.
What about you?
I agree. You know, actually, in Cliffhanger, Christopher Walken had the role of the villain and then bowed out in the last month before shooting, and they brought in John Lithgow, played the role with an English accent, obviously known for movies like Footloose and TV show Third Rock from the Sun, yep. Harry and the Hendersons. He did a TV movie in 1983 called The Day After about nuclear Holocaust, which was a highly rated must-see event on ABC. Great piece of television.
That.
And then he did another movie called The Manhattan Project in 1986 that was similar to the hit movie War Games that I am a big fan of. So if nobody's ever seen The Manhattan Project, that is a good one to watch. I think it's on some streaming services. So happy birthday, John Lithgow, 77.
For sure. Have you seen all of these trailers? There's now a cable channel that does nothing but trailers. And I saw the trailer for Mission Impossible. It's not coming out till next year. My God. Wow. It is extraordinary what goes on.
There's a couple dollars behind that movie. And the stunts keep ramping up to insane levels. Anything now Tom Cruise is involved in.
So he's going to go. He's going to be the first actor to shoot a movie actually in outer space. Did you see that?
I heard that.
This
I
new,
it's not surprising because he just keeps upping the ante, and maybe in a somewhat dangerous way. But at least it's something unique and original, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, I just think when you look at the things that he's done and the stuff, the stunts he's performed, people say he's insane to take those chances. Maybe he has a death wish. Who knows?
Maybe. He might. He's certainly taking risk. I mean, the risk is real. So.
Yeah. Well, slamming into buildings, hanging midair, stuff. Okay, what else you got?
It's not something me and you would do easily.
No.
Maybe if they paid us. Netflix added 2.4 million subscribers in the third quarter, that according to their annual report, or just their recent third quarter report. They now have 223 million worldwide subscribers and spent $17 billion on content in the calendar year. It's a lot of money. That is a lot of money on content. Black Adam opens tomorrow night with Dwayne Johnson. 55% positive reviews, meaning 45%. So I got to tell you, I speak to a lot of people, Doug, who tell me that while they like Dwayne Johnson, they're sick of Dwayne Johnson. They just feel he's just so overexposed and such a self-promoter that it rubs them a little bit the wrong way. I can't say that completely wrong. I still like him, don't get me wrong, but he really goes all out in promoting effort. I can't blame him, but it does seem a little overkill at times.
I don't know if I think that's the case, but I do think this movie and some of the movies they did originally, like that Hercules movie, so violent, the stuff that people like him for are the movies like Baywatch or the Jumanji things, the stuff that is...
Well, those were his biggest hits, the two Jumanji movies outside the Fast and the Furious franchise, but yeah. I'm a big fan of San Andreas, the earthquake film.
Yeah, good movie.
It's an entertaining.
Yes.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, very much so. This Black Adam looks really dark. And I don't know that that's... he's a smart guy about his career, so what do I know? I just... I think, for me anyway,
You just do radio, what do you know?
Right, exactly. Here on the radio, Chuck Curry, Jay and Doug at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.